Right, our 10-minute speaker is Linda H. from San Diego.
Hi, my name's Linda and I'm an alcoholic. Happy birthday, everyone. My sobriety date is June 22nd, 1996. Well, it all began in 1973. My husband had been hauled off to federal prison one more time, and I realized that I needed to get a divorce and get away from him and change my life. So that made me a single parent of three children with no money, or I had no idea. I was totally full of fear. So I started drinking, and it made me feel better. But I was always a really lousy drinker. From the very beginning, I blacked out. I was sick, and I couldn't remember anything. I had horrible hangovers, but I continued and continued to do that. So I decided that I would start smoking cigarettes, too, and I decided that I would smoke a little pot at the same time. So I went to work. Meanwhile, I've got all these things that I've started. I was 31 years old when I started this. So I went to work, and I proceeded to focus on raising my children and doing whatever I had to do to make that happen. By 1974, I had a drunk driving arrest, but I still continued to drink. So I went to work, and in 1988, I quit my job that I'd had for some time, and I think I was probably getting ready to be fired. And by that time, I had added a long addiction to crystal meth on top of all of that. So here we are. We got lots of addiction going on, trying to work, can't do it anymore. And I wasn't to work again until 1996. So in 1988, I quit my job, and from 1998... until I went into a recovery home in 1994, I lost everything I had. I lost my place to live. I lost myself. I was homeless. I lived in a tent at the lake. I had no money, and I had been arrested three times for shoplifting. So things weren't looking very good. So I had a moment of clarity. I was so baffled by all of that. It's like, what in the world has happened to me? How did I get here from where I was? So I had a moment of clarity, which got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And I went into a recovery home, and I lived there for 13 months. And I learned how to make my bed, and I learned how to sort of get along with other people in there, and there's a lot of women in there, and we all had personalities, and we were all, you know, at the beginning stages of all of this. So they took us to AA meetings, and that's where I saw all of you, and that's where I got hope, because you all were happy, you seemed happy, you were telling stories that seemed worse than mine, that made me feel better, and you were happy and I was crying. I cried and cried and cried because I was truly baffled about what had happened to me. So I immediately knew that I needed a higher power, and because I couldn't figure anything out. So getting a higher power was relatively easy for me. I immediately started to pray. And I prayed every day and every night and several times in the day. And, you know, it worked. I kept staying there. And, of course, I had no place to go, but, you know, I wasn't ordered to stay there. But I knew if I left, I had nowhere to go. So, and I would have to walk because I didn't have any money and I didn't have a car and I didn't have anything at all left to my name. So we went to meetings, and there were these steps and stuff on the wall, and I thought, and I read those, and I thought, well, in no time I'll have those memorized, and I'll be good to go. You know, I thought that's kind of what you did with those, is that you just read them all the time, and eventually you kind of learned them. And I got a sponsor, and I started working the steps, and I left that recovery home And within a month, I relapsed. Okay, I relapsed from about April of 1994 to June the 22nd of 1996 because my sponsor had fired me because I kept, and I had relapsed, and didn't want to tell her. So I figured I didn't have to tell her. So needless to say, I didn't go to too many meetings. The meeting that I did go to, I lied to all of you because I kept telling you that I was sober when I wasn't. So in June the 22nd, I surrendered to being powerless. I surrendered to a higher power, but I did not understand that I was powerless, absolutely powerless over doing anything about anything. So then I went to meetings, I got a sponsor, and I started working these steps, which I found out is what you're supposed to do with them. And so there was a lot of work to be done, and some of it I liked and some of it I didn't like. And I did my steps, and I've done them many times. I've done several fourth and fifth steps. And I continued and I did my amends, which were extremely painful I have three adult children, and it was really, really painful for me to, you know, look at them. And but, you know, it all went pretty well, and it still does. They're all, you know, in their 40s now, and they've been very, very kind to me. And I continue to do that by staying clean and sober every day. And in my sobriety and in my working these steps, I have just uncovered a whole lot of stuff about me that I never knew. I kind of realized I needed this program long before I ever drank, because I've never been involved with anything like Alcoholics Anonymous, nor have I ever had the light shed on me like it's done for me. I have had many moments of clarity in my sobriety. I've recently, in the last couple years, I've had two huge clarities, and they were resentments that I've been carrying around for a long time. One was with my brother, who is 71 years old now, or 72, and one was with my father, who was passed away in 1995. And I've done so many fourth and fifth steps on that, and I just kind of get to that point where I'm going to be able to let it go, and I can't. And it was made clear to me that they really weren't resentments at all. What they were defects of my character, because I wanted certain things to happen in a certain way, and they weren't happening that way. So once I took them from the category of resentment and I moved them over to a defect of character, I was able to let go of them. And it was the most loving and kind and gentle thing, which this program is. You know, it was just amazing. I just wish I had done it. I carried this resentment for my brother around for at least 60 years. So, you know, and now, you know, I wanted things my way. And, you know, they weren't going to happen my way. And I was finally able, by continuing to go to meetings, continuing to work this program, and do what I'm supposed to do, I just get clarity about things. I'm willing to continue to be willing. I've never been this willing about anything in my life. It has given me my life back. I have a sponsor. I do service work. And I have a huge attitude of gratitude. I have three grandchildren that have never seen me high, never seen me drunk. And I continue to work on me. And this program has given me the structure that I didn't have anymore in my life. It has returned me to some kind of sanity once in a while. And it really is a design for living, and I'm able to follow it. I'm able to do it. And I love Alcoholics Anonymous, and I have a son that is in this program. I have a son-in-law in this program. I have a daughter that doesn't need this program, and I have one that does, but she's not here yet. So I'm hoping that she will join us one of these days, but she's not ready yet. So thank you very much, and I'm done.